Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to our program this morning. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. At the end of our broadcast, you will hear service times of our services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any of these services. You will always be warmly received. Today, we want to conclude our study together of the vital subject of the resurrection of the dead. In this study, we have examined the text of Paul's letter to the church of Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We have examined this verse by verse, and today we want to conclude that wonderful study by begin by examining verses 50 through 53. Now I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery: we shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed, in a twinkling and a moment of the eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Now, brethren, there is a very vital truth taught in verse number 50. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Why? Heaven will not be a flesh and blood inhabitation. The physical body is not equipped to live in the eternal realm. Why? It is not a fleshly existence. The body of flesh and blood was given to us to live on the earth, for our habitation on earth, and it is a body of flesh and blood. In the next realm, we will not live on the earth, therefore it will not be a physical body. Corruption is in the earthly body. That is the body that grows old, diseased, decays, and dies. But that body must put on incorruption, one that never decays, one that never dies. That is the spiritual body. Here we have a mystery being revealed. All will not be dead when Christ comes. There will still be some living on the earth. We read this truth also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and 18, where we are given the order of the resurrection. We know that in that time, all that are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, John 5, 28 and 29. But what about those who are alive? Well, we will all be changed, those in the grave and those who are alive. Those who are in the grave will have that reuniting of the flesh and the inner man, and it will be changed instantaneously. Those who are alive will have the table of flesh and blood dropped, and their physical body will change to the spiritual body, from that which was corruptible to that which is incorruptible. How long will it take? In the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. At the last trump, everything will start to go in motion. Those who are dead, those who are buried, will be resurrected with the new body, and those who are alive will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. That change occurs at the time of the last trump. This signals the end of time and the beginning of eternity. The dead will raise first in an incorruptible state. For what went in, it will not be what comes out, it will be changed. It was corruptible, it will now be incorruptible. Mortality, that is death, will put on immortality. That means that we will never die. Now understand what these verses teach us, for it is vital. It is vital to understand that there is no flesh and blood existence beyond the grave on the earth. Many teach this doctrine. It's called premillennialism, that there's going to be a 1,000-year reign on earth where the righteous will live on the earth. That is simply not so. When the last trump sounds, that's the end of time. That's the end of time as we know it. Time on earth will be no more. We will all be changed because we will be in a new habitation. We will spend eternity somewhere, either in heaven with God and the save of all ages, or in hell with the devil and his angels. whichever way that it goes, and whatever realm that we exist in, will not be in the table of flesh, but in the spiritual body, one that will never die, one that will live forever. And that will be done instantaneously at the time of the coming of Christ. And it matters not if we're in the grave, or we're in the bottom of the ocean, or we've been cremated, or we were alive. All of that will change. All mortality will put on immortality, and all that had corruptible bodies will put on incorruption. Now, let us conclude by looking at verses 54 through 57. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Death here is personified. It is given physical characteristics. Paul quotes from Hosea chapter 13 and verse 14. Death is shown as man's defeated enemy. Where is the sting of death now? Where is the fear of death? Where is the victory or the sorrow of death? It has all been removed. When Christ overcame the grave, the sting of death was removed. Law was transgressed by sin. Therefore death came because all have sinned. Romans 3 verse 23. That sin brought forth death. But death now will be overcome, both forever. Therefore, no man could keep the law perfectly. Hence, death kept man captive. Galatians 3:23. But yet now we have victory in Jesus Christ. Why? Because death has been overcome. The grave has been overcome. Sin has been overcome. We have arose victorious. We have put on immortality. We will never die again. We will never have decaying bodies. We will have no body of the physical, but we will have a spiritual body. A spiritual body that is created in the image of God. In 1 John 3 verse 2, it says, we don't know what we will be, but we know that we will be like Him. Why? Because God is a spirit. That does not mean that we will be a God, as New Age teaches. It means that we will have a spiritual body. We will be in a different type of body, one that was different than that which was sold and went into the grave. You see, death is swallowed up. Corruption has put on incorruption, and mortality has put on immortality. We will never die again. This agrees completely with Colossians 1:15 through 18, and the verses that we read earlier in the 1 Corinthians 15 letter. And so now we are victorious. We are victors through Jesus Christ, and we have been given the reward of faithfulness that we will be able to be with Him in eternity, in the dwelling place of God, in the new body, in the spiritual body, in the body that has immortality, and in the body that we receive at the resurrection from the dead. Now, what is the conclusion? Let's look at verse 58. Therefore, since all these truths have been revealed, since all these truths have been explained to us, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We should have extreme confidence that the fact and the truth concerning the Lord's resurrection gives us the assurance that there will be a blessed resurrection of our own in the last day, in the coming of Christ. And therefore, what should we do? We should be steadfast. We should continue to be faithful and committed, dedicated, immovable, not wavering, not reversing, but holding and standing our ground. Always abounding, that means moving forward. In what? In the work in the Lord. What work? The work that He gave us to do. Read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 10, the things that we're to add to our faith. And then think about 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, when Paul commended those to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Think about the enemies of the soul and the enemies in our journeying here on earth, and we're to put on the spiritual armor that we can withstand the attacks of our adversary, the devil, in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. We should always be continuing to do the Lord's work, to be active, to be a participant, and to be dedicated, faithful, committed, and diligent to do that work until the end, either our death, our own death, or to the second coming of Christ. And we can do that. Why? We know that our labor is not in vain. Why is our labor not in vain? Because we will have a new, incorruptible body that will never decay and will never die. And we will be rewarded to be able to be in that place with God that He's prepared for those who love Him for all eternity, with Him, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the saved of all ages, to worship, to praise, and honor Him throughout all eternity without end. But ladies and gentlemen, to get to that point, we must first die. There will be no reward until we die. Either we will die and go to the grave and go to the Hadean realm and await the coming of Christ, or we will be changed at the time of His coming, and we will drop off this table of flesh, and we will put on the new body, the spiritual body, the body of immortality and one of incorruption. All this will take place at the last trump, at the coming of the Lord, for the judgment of the righteous and the condemnation of the unfaithful. What a wonderful, beautiful chapter in 1 Corinthians 15. It gives us the blessed assurance that the resurrection from the dead is not a hoax, it is not a myth, it is not human speculation, it is not vain philosophy of theology of men, it is a proven, known, biblical truth. You and I will be resurrected from the dead. If we die and go to the grave, that is not the end. We will arise again at the last trump, and we will receive eternal life, or we will receive eternal condemnation, depending on how we have made choices and the lives that we've lived here upon earth. What a wonderful God that we serve, and what a wonderful blessing, and what a wonderful reward awaits us if we will just do the things that He's asked us to do and trust His grace and His mercy and His long-suffering, and heaven will be ours for all eternity. Thank you for listening. Please consider your own spiritual relationship with God. If we can help you to find Christ and to have a relationship with Him, come and let us be of service. Thank you for listening, and until next week, have a good day.